Live. Well, we play that catchy jingle. It gets people to respond, including the cat, who joins us from Ireland. Jimmy?
Oh, he's in the Gertz.
Top of the morning, fellas.
Top of the morning, cat. What is it, 2:10 over there?
You're catching on.
Yeah, it's the middle of the afternoon, 2:10, something like that.
Have yourself a Jameson on the rocks.
I had a couple of Guinnesses already.
Already today?
Yeah. What are you, Rudy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, look at you. You've already turned into drunk.
We're at the Blarney Castle, and I'm not climbing those steps to kiss some rock. So it took the old geezers. You know, I'm the young guy in our group, my father-in-law. I got them liquored up, and right now they're looking in the phone books for prostitutes. That's the kind of trip we're having.
So you went all the way down to the Blarney Castle, but you're not going to go up and kiss the Blarney Stone?
Oh, we're on a tour. We're in a bus.
So you're calling right now from a cell phone?
No, from a payphone.
Look at you. Where are you?
I told you. I'm at Blarney Castle.
You're kidding me. That's kind of fascinating.
It smells like mackerel. Hold on one second. Why do you think this phone booth smells like fish in here? Any reason? It smells like fish in this phone booth. Yeah. I don't know. I'm asking some guy in a wheelchair why it smells like fish in here. He doesn't know.
What did he say to you?
He's like every Irish person. He asked for... Here, I'm going to put him on the phone.
Good. Put him on. Here
Come
we go.
Over here. He's a crazy guy.
You're going to make the disabled man wheel himself over to the phone
booth. We'll do a little man on the street.
In which he can't probably get in.
Smells like fish in here. How come? Hey, you want to talk to my friends?
I'm Irish. I'll talk to
you. On the radio. Can you reach? I mean, you're in a wheelchair. This guy's in a wheelchair here, but I'm going to put him on. Is that all right, guys?
No, yeah, put him on. Why not?
What's your name?
Mick McCartney.
I got Mick McCartney in a wheelchair here. He looks to be a little boozed up. Go ahead, talk to my friend.
No, he's not boozed up.
Can you reach?
No, son.
There you go.
Come on, Mick. Right, let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, Mick.
How are you?
Very good. Your name's Mick McCartney?
McCarthy. Yes.
Couldn't be more stereotypical. The cat says, you just met our friend the cat. He's a Jewish gentleman. Don't hold it against him.
Yes.
The cat says that you've been drinking already today. Is that accurate?
Believe me, I haven't been drinking at all. It's the way my voice is. It was an accident I had.
What happened?
And my voice was left this way.
What happened to your voice? What happened?
I had tracheostomy.
Well, that wouldn't be an accident. That would be a surgery.
Yes, but it was part of my accident. Like, I was 3.5 months in a coma, and they had to shove pipes down my throat for to feed me.
It's Mick McCarthy joining us on 590 The Fan. It's the morning grind. So why are you in a wheelchair?
Why? Because I lost my balance.
Well, now, did that have something to do with drinking?
Sorry?
Did that have something to do with drinking?
Oh, God, no, it didn't. No, it was a car crash that I had.
You're okay now, right? You seem you're in good spirits.
Yes, I'm in fairly good spirit now, like, but it was a car accident I had, like.
And it's Mick McCartney? What is it, Mick McCarthy?
McCarthy.
Mick McCarthy, thanks, brother.
He's already said that like 3 times, and I can tell you're starting to piss off his Irish temper.
Thank you, brother. And you know what? You're in a wheelchair, but you helped me out because I want to know why this phone booth smells like mackerel. Thank you.
I see that some people had fish and chips here last night.
Yeah, so they come in the phone booth. Well, God bless you, sir.
Okay,
Thank you.
Thanks a million.
All right, carry on.
He just tanks a million. It sounds like Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
So I'm noticing, though, that anyone you ask anything around Ireland, they mumble at you. Hey, can you tell me how to get to the Blarney Castle, will you? I don't know. You do, and then you start mumbling.
I couldn't understand half the things Mick McCarthy was saying.
That's the whole... Martin, when you were here, could you understand anything that... this guy's a sad case. I just saw him in a wheelchair, and I thought, hey, why not bring him over and talk to the guys?
Yeah, after about 6 Guinness, everything starts to make sense, Jim. Just keep going.
Well, I'm about 2... I'm about 2 in, so I'll keep going. Now, last night, too, I tried to give that, what do you call it, football, they call it here, soccer, whatever. Big thing, because Ireland's playing France last night. I'm in Dublin, right?
All right.
So everyone's at the pub watching it. I mean, you'd think it's the World Series. So I think, all right, I'm going to watch this in the environment so I can get a flavor. I'm going to become soccer guy. Boring.
You didn't enjoy it?
You
didn't get into it?
France won. You know, and it's not like baseball where it's a pitcher's duel where you see, you know, a great pitching performance, or you see, you know, great defensive plays, you see a lot of guys just kicking the ball and running and falling down. It's garbage.
Yeah, soccer, but they're in good shape and they're cute, and that's what the draw for producer Joe is.
Garbage.
It's called soccer, Jim.
Mick McCarthy.
It's the Morning Grind, Martin.
So what was his deal? He fell down or something?
Well, he said he had an accident, and then I said, what was the accident? And he said, I had a tracheotomy. And I said, well, that would be a surgery, not an accident. And then I said, why are you in the wheelchair? And he said, oh, I lost my balance. And I asked if that had anything to do with the booze, and he denied it, but I think it did.
I think if you go back through the research, there'd probably be no question.
That body of work.
The people cat, show. It's the people show.
It is the people show. Jim Hayes, the cat, is over in Ireland.
With Mick McCarthy.
Hanging out with the family. I think the cat might be a little bit boozed up.
I don't want to offend anyone, but it seems to me these people might be idiots.
Oh, my God, I am offended. And how about the fact that the one guy he puts on the phone's name is Mick McCarthy?
They're all Mick McCartney.
Oh, he's offensive.
It's hilarious. And they all drive very small cars. Oh, now my boy Mick is lighting up a pipe. I don't know what he put in it. Yeah. Kind of strange.
Where are you, in a pub? I thought you said you were in a phone booth. How big is this phone booth?
I'm in a phone booth right outside a pub.
Of course. And Mick's in the pub already?
No, he was just passing by, and I saw him, and he looked sort of intelligent for an Irishman. So I said, excuse me, why does it smell like
offensive
mackerel in here? And he wheeled himself over. Became a guest on the show.
Tell him we'll be sending him a gift.
Joe, put him up on the board. We had Mick McCarthy on.
Cat booking guests and it's, touring. The
I gotta say, so what are we? We're going to Killarney or something later today.
Yeah,
Killarney. We're at Blarney now.
What do you think of it?
It's a beautiful country. There it really
you go.
Is.
Is it all green?
It is. It is pretty green, and it's nice. And everyone drives a small economy car because I get and they bash America.
Wow.
And they watch sports that suck. I honestly believe that if you got the NFL piped in here, they would go crazy for it because their sports are so boring. But they just don't know any better.
But they cheer for the Republic, and they cheer for their football clubs. You know, they have no
get
ties to the St. Louis Rams.
College football in here. They'll be behind that, believe me, because they don't know better here. It's like their food isn't very good. They don't know any better.
He's talking about
accept,
the Irish
they,
like we're second over on the evolutionary chart.
They accept things, you know, like in the United, like hotel with it. Hey, any air conditioning? Oh, you won't be needing that. They accept it. Okay. So we don't need it. Alarm clock? Any? Can I get a clock up in this room? Oh, we'll call you when it's time for breakfast.
You're supposed to be relaxing. You're not supposed to be worried about the clock, Cat.
Yeah, get it fixed.
No, hey. But just have a clock out there. They just accept it. It's a very laid-back kind of place, except for the car bombing.
Just so you know, the Cat, Joe Strauss'
hey,
article...
Sir, can I ask you your name?
Huh?
Can you come and talk to my friend there on the radio in America? Say hello.
Come. Having
you having time? What are you doing? No, he was already on. He was great. Yeah, he's going to get his own
Cat's
show.
Cat's got two people standing
he's gonna
there.
He's going to make $1 million. Do they call it quid?
Pesos.
Sure.
Pesos.
Hey, the opening line in Joe Strauss' game story today says, the old master came to paint Busch Stadium one last time. He's talking about Greg Maddux, but I think our buddy, the bitter beat guy, is referencing, clearly, Jim Hayes' father.
Very offensive.
Well, right now my father and my father-in-law are both ticked at me because we're walking off the tour bus. So the guide says, well, you guys going to go hit the pub? And I said, these guys are looking for a couple of hookers that look like Angela Lansbury. We've had enough. So they walked away. So I got my whole family mad at me.
Wonder what an Irish hooker looks like. That wouldn't think very good.
I yell out stuff. We saw a show, and I was like, this sucks.
How many shows have you seen? Why don't you just go to Branson if this is the crap you wanted to do?
No, I walked. They had one that came with the meal. It was like a restaurant.
Oh, we call it dinner theater here in the United
dinner,
States.
Dinner, yes. Thank you.
Very
I don't know
classy.
What we call it here in Ireland. We call it crap, apparently. But I walked
the angry
out of it
because
I wanted to
Jim
see
Hayes.
The soccer match. So.
You got the frugal gourmet. We could have the angry traveler on PBS. I'm Jim Hayes. I'm the angry traveler.
No, but get me some air conditioning in the room. Oh, you won't be needing soap. We put a potato in the shower for you.
God, the Irish ethnic slurs are so offensive. I'm going to make a trip to Israel next year and call on and make a bunch of anti-Semitic slurs. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you'd do well in Israel. You are the most pampered little lad I've ever seen. You couldn't survive there.
He's already calling people lads.
Yeah, look at
catching
him.
On over
no,
there.
No, I do. I like it here. It is beautiful.
Yeah, you
but
clearly
they,
love
but
it.
They, It's a great country. I'm just saying that they don't know better about certain things, so they accept it. Like their sports, like their accommodations, like their little crummy car. Like they need to get a big gas guzzling SUV up in here.
It's the angry traveler, Jim Hayes. Jimmy, call in tomorrow for the Friday exit poll.
All right, what do we got? Who's doing the poll? Who's doing it?
I know Lindsay Davenport's our Would You.
I haven't seen her in a while. No. Put me down for no.
I don't know if I would either. He's voting ahead of time. I don't know if I would either.
I will. I'll check with the geezers, though, my father and father-in-law.
They still looking for the hookers?
Yeah, they're like, we're looking for, and they have a picture of Angela Lansbury, and they're trying to find a hooker that looks like her. It's kind of weird.
Our thanks to Mick McCarthy for joining the
Mick
program.
Mick McCarthy!
Now he's going to hit me up for money when I leave. I'm going to give him some.
Before the trip ends, some guy named Seamus will punch the cat.
Hopefully.
This has been Bird Droppings. Thank you, Jim.
All right, guys. See you.
All right, Jim Hayes from Ireland, the angry traveler. Bird Droppings brought to you by Dino's Truck. And we'll talk some more Cardinal baseball. We got all day. We're not going anywhere. Dino's Trucking, 1-800.
Are you talking about our careers?
771-7805, pretty much. Kind of sums up the show and our careers. Time to hit the 2020 sports update. This is the Morning Wine on 590 The Fan.